Did you know Australia has one of the most highest allergy rates in the world, with allergies affecting 1 in 10 infants and around 2 in 100 adults, not to mention the 25% of the population that report to have a food intolerance. And I'll tell you something, there's a lot of people out there with intolerances that don't realize it. You get tired. You have some bread. The gluten in the bread makes you tired. My kids have this. They have gluten and wheat and dairy intolerances. I'm sure they got that from me. It wasn't the mum. I'm the one with the dodgy DNA, I reckon. But to help us navigate our way through this, I've asked Emma White to come on. She's a food technologist and founder of the Why Meat Company. Hey, Emma.
Hey, Rob. How are you?
Good. Do you find a lot of people have intolerances to food?
Yeah, it's actually increasing due to, like, the visibility of society and what you've basically said today, 1 in 10 and 2 in 100 adults having a intolerance to some allergens.
Yeah, and the biggest piece of advice I can give to anyone, and I'm actually going to go and do this, is ask your doctor for an allergy test. So you can go and get a blood test and get all your allergies tested. I'm going to do that. Now, what should we be doing, reaching out first, I guess, to find out about any allergies that, of guests that are coming to our house? It is something we have to take into account, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely checking in with your guests. I think, well, some people don't know is what you've been saying just before as well. And it can happen at a Christmas dinner or at a social function when those pesky allergens that you're not fully aware of having an allergic reaction to. We had one last year at Easter when my dad gave my cousin a cashew nut and she ended up in hospital not knowing. You know, like, it's one of those, you don't know it until you actually try it. And I think it's it can be daunting, but people that understand allergens or have an allergic reaction, I think you're getting in touch with your host, or the host getting in contact with you in regards to your dietary requirements is the number one key.
Okay, so if you're hosting a party, though, and there's a few people coming over, and maybe you've asked, but maybe you just want to throw on a spread, what kind of foods are the common foods you should avoid when trying to prepare a meal?
Yeah, I mean, obviously there's a lot of allergens out there, and it's very difficult to obviously control all of those allergens associated with it. But you can actually put out, like, gluten-free products or gluten-free bread, but making sure that it's separate from everything else. Nut-free products, and I think if it's all very overwhelming, you can actually go into a supermarket which has all the, like, legislation requirements to ensuring that whatever's in that product is declared correctly. I think the legislation has made it clearer for consumers to understand with the bold nature in the ingredient deck and then an overall statement at the bottom of the page, bottom of the pack. And I think from a manufacturing perspective, because we've got to be all over that, you can be safely assured that that product is safe to consume.
Yeah, I'm speaking with Emma White, a food technologist, and we're talking about Christmas lunches. Emma, it's interesting you say to try gluten bread and things like that. I live in a house that has a lot of gluten-free products, and they're actually fine, but I can't do the gluten-free bread. I still love my bit of gluten, but there's pizza bases and all this kind of stuff, isn't there? There really are some great alternatives.
Oh, definitely. I think over the last 10 years or so, technology has become far more advanced in that area, and good old food techs that are manufacturing those particular products for you and working out, oh yeah, X and Y go together. And I think, yeah, the breads have come a long way, and biscuits and so forth. I think you can definitely be assured of getting a good quality product if it's sitting on the shelf.
All right, Emma, what's the biggest tip you can give to avoid food allergy dangers?
Yeah, as I said before, like, making sure that you're cooking it separately to everything else.
That's the key, isn't it?
Yeah, and also putting it separately on the kitchen table or on the dining table or so forth, and just letting people know those particular foods are either dairy-free, nut-free, or gluten-free. And I think those two are big ones. But I think we also got to be reminded that there's vegetarians, there's vegans, and there's halal people out there. And I think, yeah, the supermarket tailors for all of those needs. And, yeah, I think you should strongly be guided by those.
I think that's good advice. To be honest, Emma, I'm now thinking don't invite anyone over for Christmas. But food technologist and founder of the Why Meat Company. sorry, I've made myself laugh there.
Don't be frightened, because I think it's so common to have an allergy in this world, and it's really easy for the host to host parties. You just got to be mindfully aware of that, and I think we all are, and we all want to be safe this Christmas. But we're all going to be aware of and help and make it safe and enjoyable for everyone.
Good on you, Emma. Emma White, the food technologist and founder of the Why Meat Company. Thanks for joining us on 4BC Afternoons.
Thank you for having me, Rob.